Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It would be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Russum.
It would be a little weird.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. So make sure that if you are watching college football and you've got a group over, if you're just cooking for the family, beef has got to be the star of the show. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. If you are needing new gear with the logos that we all want to wear, the state script and the interlocking, you can get it all at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flow by the Half Shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant. For lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch, the best meal in town, always going to be at Restaurant Tyler. If you are like me and you love a great blue plate for lunch, you're going to love a trip to Restaurant Tyler because they have the best one in town. Great options on the veggies, great options on the meats, great cornbread. It's as southern as it can get. It's all right there in downtown Starkville. Know it's a little difficult to get around downtown as they're doing the beautification project, and now they're on the Restaurant Tyler's side of the street. Don't worry, they are open. Go get you a table at Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need to talk to somebody who knows what's going on. You need to talk to somebody who doesn't know just your money. They know you as well. You want a personal relationship. You need that. You get it with Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Real quick, I just want, before I go too far down the road here. So remember last year when Barstool came to Oxford and Dave Portnoy talked about he was going to put a lot of money into Ole Miss recruiting so they could keep beating Mississippi State? And then yesterday Ole Miss flipped a four-star from Michigan.
That's great.
Great work, Dave.
Good job.
Good job. You did that to yourself, buddy. Just want to point that out.
He was only doing that just to needle Brandon Walton.
He did it, and now, you know, you see what happens, though. You see what happens.
Karma.
Yeah.
You can't trust those people. You just can't.
No.
This is what, I mean, you give them goodwill, you give them the money, they're going to take that money
and they're going to take your. They're going to screw you with it.
They're not your friend,
Dave.
They're
not your friend, Dave. We could have been friends. We could have had a relationship, but it is what it is. It's Rumblings Day. The Rumblings are brought to you by Paul Davis Restoration. When disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. Paul Davis Restoration is here to help you recover from water, fire, mold, or storm damage 24/7. Their expert team provides fast, professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition. But they don't stop at just restoration. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Call them at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life. If you're in the Golden Triangle area, if you're in Tupelo, call Paul Davis Restoration. All right, let's just jump right in. Our first question today from Jarrett Reister. Kind of a riff on a question we've had a few times. You know what? Actually, Jarrett, we've had this question so often, I'm skipping. I'm sorry, Jarrett. I made it to get your hopes up. Brick Thomas. Will Rogers got first name, last name on the scoreboard when he was on the field. I thought that was funny. First namey, last namey.
Mm.
That's the worst part because they didn't just leave it alone. They made a joke out of it, and then they're like, well, let's go back and fix it, and they never did. State game day ops has been really, really good this year. Really good. I haven't had a lot of complaints, but that's a strike.
That was bad.
They missed. That's a bad one.
I felt
so bad for Will Rogers.
Here's the thing about
The
Will
guy
is
who
like
got crapped on
he got crapped on so
every day
much,
of his life.
and like I even had people like tweeting me, "Who cares? He's a traitor." Yes, it wasn't gonna work with Will Rogers moving into the new era. It was a mutual parting of ways there, and he stayed here for 4 years. He did a really good job being a great teammate, being a great representative of Mississippi State. I mean, he set records. I'm say what you will about the guy. He did a lot for Mississippi State and never publicly trashed Mississippi State. Never, and he comes back. He's saying in like you can see an Instagram post. He's saying "Hail State forever" to people, things like that. Comes back wearing maroon, celebrating, and that
It's
happened.
tough.
Like
It's
I mean,
tough.
it was tough to
It's tough
watch.
to watch, yeah.
And it's like some people didn't really know who he
Like, and they
was
didn't even
because
give him an announcement.
no announcement. Like,
It's like he's just down there waving, and I
also it was a very tense time
yeah.
during the game.
And that would have been a good time though if they had been like former Bulldog Will Rogers, if he had like, but I think he was just kind of like,
Well, I think he was waiting for them to say his
and
name.
they never did. So, all right, moving on. Vandy at Bama is the most anticipated game this week. What else would have sounded idiotic 2 years ago that's not as crazy to say today? I can think of a bunch of things that are better off for mornings with Richard Cross.
Oh, some political talk.
Just the way the world is right now. Ole Miss is the favorite to win the SEC.
Is that a thing?
Are they? I mean, they've got a 3-0 right now. They just beat LSU. They don't play Texas. They
I mean,
don't
the
play
schedule is
Alabama.
very, very
If they win
manageable.
at, I mean, if they split Georgia and Oklahoma, it's gonna be tough to keep them out of the championship game.
Probably.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, because this team is not better than last year's team.
No,
Like in any form or fashion.
but they're playing better.
But and I think part of that is the schedule, but also I think they just don't have nearly as much pressure on them as they did
Yeah, I
last year.
think there's something to that. You're right. Parker asks us, Brian, what are your thoughts on the reports of Tony Vitello being a candidate for the Giants manager job? Never mind the Giants, just getting him out of the SEC would be huge. Like
Yeah,
if
get
he
him out of
win, if he
college
wins anything,
baseball.
like the Giants are the team that like when they're good, I'm excited, but when they're not good, I'm just like, okay, well, I expect them to go 81 and 81 every year. I tweet the same thing on opening day every year. The road to 81 and 81 begins. They nailed it this year. I never get too high or too low about the Giants, but getting Vitello out of the conference would be massive.
Yeah.
So I would be like, by all means, hire him.
As long as he's at Tennessee, he's going to be a problem. And, he's happy there because they're able to pay him money. It's the expectations are still not that high. He doesn't have a lot of pressure on him. Yeah, that would be nice.
If you swap the Arizona State game with the Tennessee game, same outcomes. Do you think the AP would have ranked State? So State in week two loses 41-34 in overtime to Tennessee. Boy, everybody's excited, I think, even after a loss. And then in week four, they beat Arizona State. Now, Arizona State in that situation is undefeated. Yeah, State would probably be ranked. Probably. I think you're onto something there.
Yeah, probably so.
Jennings Fulton. Jennings, hold on a second. I need to see if you're a State fan. Jennings, I got some bad news.
I know Jennings, he's from Louisville.
That's fine. You have to agree, though.
It is the
It's a very Ole Miss name.
it is an Ole Miss name, but you can rest assured he's a
Okay.
Bulldog.
I mean, I believe him. Looks
But
like a
yeah,
nice guy.
Jennings comes from a great
Good
family.
people.
His mother was my neighbor.
When you
His
put a
grandfather was our baseball coach.
When you put a Bible verse in your, I'm always curious what it is. That's a good one. That's quality. All right. His question: why do we call red lights when they're also yellow and green? What a fantastic question.
That is a good question.
You're
All
supposed to
right.
call them traffic
Well, they're
lights.
traffic lights, but here's the thing. When they're green, you're just riding down the road.
Right. It's like they're not there.
It's a light. To me, it's a light when it's red.
Yeah.
Like if
Even
traffic light,
yellow,
I'm just
usually
not.
I'm going to go through yellow
Yeah.
if I can, if I know
You're
I can make it.
sitting at a red light. So that's what I would
That's a
do.
good point. You're sitting at a red light. The only time I ever say green light is when somebody's sitting at a red light and they aren't going. I'm like, green light, let's go.
Yep.
Good point. I like that. That was well thought out.
I didn't think it out well,
You did
but
good though. Pain sleeper. Rank these feelings. Waking up in the middle of the night thinking it's almost time to get up and it's only 1 a.m. The first bite of a.
What is happening? Are we being attacked?
I think they're having a boiler room match in there. I think I just saw Mankind.
Petting the rat?
Robbie Falk, I'm gonna have to hurt you, sir, and I don't want to do that. Meanwhile, yeah, I'll be Paul Bearer with Kane, you know. Brian Heyhead, your time
Was it Kane
has come.
called? I thought it
It was
was
Undertaker,
Undertaker.
but yeah, it could be Kane.
Nah. That's gotta be Kane.
Anyway, waking up in the middle of the night thinking it's almost time to get up and it's only 1 a.m. The first bite of a medium rare steak. The first breath of crisp fall air on that random October Saturday. The first, like when you walk outside that first time and it's like 58, that is an unbelievable feeling.
It's up there.
I'm ranking that number one.
I think it might be steak.
I
Like
love
a really
steak.
good steak.
I can
That's
always cook a
when your
steak.
mouth's been watering.
I can cook a steak spring, summer, fall, or winter. I can only have those days so often.
That waking up in the middle of the night,
It's great.
yeah.
Here's my problem with waking up. Like, I don't have a clock in my room, and I don't leave my phone in my room.
Oh,
So,
that's the
like, I
problem.
have no idea what time it is most of the time.
That's psychotic.
That's how I sleep. Jennifer's alarm goes off at like 5, and so I'll know that it's 5, and I've usually got, it means I've got somewhere
Why don't you have
between,
your phone in your room? Why don't
I
you
just
have your
don't.
phone? Okay. I mean, I guess that's a good way to live,
Yeah.
but
I mean, when I go to sleep, I'm asleep. You know, if there's an emergency, they'll call Jennifer. Her phone's in there.
Bill, what if I have an emergency? I'm
You
not
have her
gonna.
number.
I'd message her through Facebook Messenger when I
You don't
talk.
have her phone number?
No, I don't.
Oh, I'll make
But
sure
I
you
have to
do.
know that now because now if I need an emergency from you,
Yeah.
which I don't know what that would be.
What is the emergency that you're going to call me at 2 in the morning? I just know this. If you had an emergency at 2 in the morning, you need my help, I would come to help you. I am that kind of friend.
Would you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd get up and come help you.
All right.
All right. If you could
You
move.
wouldn't be reluctant at all.
No.
I'll be there.
If you were like, Brian, I need your help.
I don't even have to tell you what it is.
I desperately need your help. Buddy, I'm on the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you could move the state capital to a different city, where would you move it and why? I don't know that I would move it. It's fine in Jackson. It's in the middle of the state.
I don't really care about the capital.
Yeah. I
Does anybody really
like, I
really
don't.
care about where the
Where the
capital is?
governor lives? No, I don't care.
Yeah, like we had to memorize capital cities back when we were in sixth grade, you
Yeah.
know. And I still go back on that. I'm like, you know, sometimes whenever people will say, "What's the capital of such and such?" I'll have to think, like, I think it's this and this. Like, I don't think it really matters anymore.
And then last one, Brian, do you think Robbie will ever understand the camaraderie that exists in Green Oaks? Green Oaks Mafia, hashtag. We got it good in Green Oaks. I like Green
Are
Oaks.
you in pain?
I guess,
Do y'all
yeah.
know each other?
I don't know Payne at all. Have I met
Wow.
I Let me see if I
Well,
recognize him.
obviously the camaraderie doesn't exist. If Brian, Payne thinks you guys are best
I
friends.
mean, I'm just saying, if Payne sees me on the on in the on Sassafras, you know, walking and says, "Hey, what's up?" I'm gonna return the favor. I'm not gonna be like, "Who are you?"
Sassafras.
It's one of the streets I walk on every day.
All right.
All right then. I feel bad now. Payne's gonna listen. He's like, "I thought we were friends."
Yeah.
Payne,
Do you think Robbie can never understand the Green Oaks Mafia? Hey,
who?
Brian, do you know this guy?
No, that's a good point.
Oh, man, Payne.
I feel bad.
You tried to throw
This is
me
your
out there.
it's your fault. You're the one who said, "Do you know Payne?" If you didn't say that, we could have just had a little fun with the bit. But
Evidently, Payne, you're not in the Green Oaks Mafia.
yeah, it's me and
It's
Paul.
just Paul and Hey Dad.
Yeah, Josh Boyd lived there for a little while.
He did. I remember riding by one day and seeing him outside, like
Yeah.
working on his car or
Yeah.
something. Kind of random.
Yeah. And of course our friend Maria.
Maria is
Maria
over
lives in
there.
Green
She's a
Oaks.
part of
You
the
know who else
mafia.
lives there? John, you know Jonathan? You do know Jonathan. He works
Can
with
we?
video crew at State.
Oh, yeah.
He lives in Green Oaks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to be
And
more specific than
his
Jonathan.
wife Nikki.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jonathan Ashley? Yeah.
All right. Our buddy Steve Mormon. If Will Whitson was healthy Saturday, do we win? I won't go that far. I'll just say it would helped.
It would have helped, but
Would
I
help a
mean
lot.
the rushing attack gave up like 4 yards a
But
rush.
he could have gotten some more a sack maybe. That a sack might have been a big
Maybe. I
play.
mean it would have helped.
Yeah.
I don't
It
know if
wouldn't
it
have
would have
hurt.
I don't know if it would have changed it to a win,
Yeah, I
but it
agree.
would have helped.
John, are our fans spoiled by the cowbells? Nobody really knows how to actually yell. Most folks are putting their bells down and just standing with their arms crossed outside of the student section. Is there more to this? Yes. Oh, there's no second question. It's a good question.
They are a little bit.
There's a little bit of that, yeah.
You lean a little heavier on your noisemaker
Yeah.
than using your
You
voice.
gotta yell. So
And what I'll say is, like, I've said this last week on the message board, like, switching from the bell to yelling is really disorienting. It really, I think it's worse for the opposing team than just ringing the cowbell the whole time. Because when you stop ringing the bell and you change that bell sound
yeah.
to the screaming sound,
Mm-hmm.
you can, like, it's a little disorienting to us. So I think that state fans should embrace that a little more, get a little more involved with the yelling part of things.
I agree. Also from John, why is it called a mosquito bite when they don't bite? It's a good point. They do sting. That's a great question. Why
do
do
they
they do
sting?
that? Yeah, I mean they don't bite you. They dip their little nose in there.
Yeah.
So I don't know
well
the
I mean
answer.
that is kind of a bite, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean it's coming from the
It's not. They're not using their
mouth.
teeth. They don't have teeth.
Yeah, but it's I don't know.
Yeah. Sean
They're
Brown.
pesky, that's all I know.
After the game, Camario's dad went to Twitter voicing his concern with the lack of use for Camario and alluded to the fact that other schools' OCs still call them. Is there any concern of the dad? All right. Apparently, I might even read the question. Apparently, you were telling me this is a every game thing with Camario Taylor's dad. He is just, he gets
Well,
on
I don't
Twitter
know if
and
it
he
was
goes through
every
his
day.
feelings a little bit.
But I mean, here's the thing. Did we not figure out that he was talking about Noxubee County? I know he did the Ole Miss offensive coordinator thing, but there was a tweet that was making the rounds about you need to use your best players and put them in position or whatever. That tweet was from Friday night. And he came out and said, I'm talking about high school football. Now, I know he did tweet he could have made two different tweets. I don't know. But I know I never saw the tweet about the Ole Miss offensive coordinator calling him. But I don't think he's that kind of, I don't know.
I don't think it's a big deal. I'll just
No,
put it that way.
here's the thing is like you can't go on what you see from parents on social media because they'll get on there and they'll go through their feelings just like you guys will. You guys will get on there and say fire Lebby, bench Blake Shapen, such and such sucks. Like, and a lot of times you don't mean it. You're talking the extreme of it. They go through those same emotions throughout the game. So you just can't worry about that. The only thing that matters is like Camario is in the program. He's in the building every single day. How Jeff Lebby talks to Camario and their relationship, that's what matters, I think. I'm not saying that his dad doesn't have influence over him. He does. But I think if Camario understands what his role is right now, you know, he's not really a kid anymore. He's kind of evolving into a young man at this point. He's going to make his own decisions, I think. So I'm not really concerned about all that. And, you know, we'll see how it plays out. But it's not really a concern of mine right now.
Yeah. Jay in Baltimore, I have been watching the Ryder Cup for years, but was shocked to find when I found out that both teams are given a half point when one of the golfers pulled out of the singles matches for injury. Am I wrong? Is this a ridiculous rule? Yeah, it feels like if you retire, the other guy should win. You shouldn't have a draw.
If you're out, you're out.
You're out. Yeah, I do agree. I think it's ridiculous. Scotty Dickey asks us,
it's ridiculous.
From my perspective in Section 4 of the West Side, the Ring Responsibly campaign was very successful. There will always be a few knuckleheads who don't get on board, but for the most part, I thought there was a very noticeable transition from bells to yells when the center got over the ball. Was that your experience from the press box? And have you heard anything from those who were supposedly monitoring the situation? I haven't heard anything, but I think Bobby and I would both agree that, yeah, it was very noticeably being done the right way.
Yeah, no, I don't think there's any concern there.
Yeah.
If there's like a few bells ringing here and there, that and the SEC takes issue with that, then they're just looking to get rid of the cowbells.
Agreed.
At that point. There was nothing egregious.
I agree. Ryan Reynolds, the actor, would you consider the movie National Treasure to be a heist? No.
Well, wait. the movie is a heist. Like they
I think
the
he's
movie
trying to.
stole money from
I think he
me.
left the word movie off here. It should be a heist movie. I don't consider it a heist movie. Heist movies involve banks and stuff. Heat is a heist movie.
No, I
The
mean
Italian Job is a heist.
they had a plan in place to steal the Declaration of Independence. That's a heist. It's a
I
heist.
say no. You can say
I
yes.
don't think the okay, stealing the Declaration of Independence is a heist. They stole the Declaration of Independence. But that's not the plot of the movie. The plot of the movie is that they're looking for national treasure. So part of that is the snagging of the Declaration of Independence, but that I would say the movie is considered a adventure. Indiana Jones.
Correct.
It's a new age inter it's a new age watered down Indiana Jones.
Yeah, okay. I can get
But
behind that.
I don't think the movie is a heist.
Right, there we go. Richard Harbison, with October starting, what is your go-to Halloween movies and shows? I don't do scary movies. I'm just not a
Oh,
big fan.
Vince.
I'm just not a big fan.
When I feel the wind change to a north wind and I see a few leaves fall on the ground, I'm pulling up Halloween, Jamie Lee Curtis.
I like the movie. I just don't go out of my way to watch, especially like the new ones. Like, are you a Conjuring guy?
Somewhat, yeah.
And like some of these newer ones, like the one that came out recently, Weapons.
Oh, I want to say that bad.
Okay.
Yo, yeah. Yeah,
Okay.
I want when it
Did you
comes
watch
out.
Hereditary? I've heard that's like
Yes.
the one of the best ones.
Yes, it's good.
Yeah.
What was the one that just came out with Michael Jordan in it? Michael B. Jordan.
Sinners.
Sinners. That movie's awesome.
Okay. Is that a horror movie or is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I
Slash
know what
horror.
it's about, but it's
Just
like,
horror movie.
okay.
So my go-to during the
Midsommar.
that's weird.
Okay. I know it's weird. That's why I was asking if you watched it.
It's kind of a cult. Like, yeah, I'm a horror movies are probably my favorite movies. What'd you say?
That's good water.
Well, juice. So here's my Halloween routine. I watch what is going on? I watch AMC during Halloween season.
Okay.
They do the 30 days of Halloween or whatever.
Yeah.
You'll see all the Halloweens, Friday the 13th, like that kind of stuff. I love the classic horror films. Those are my favorite. So like that when I was growing up, me and my dad, we were watching AMC every day during the month of October, and it was just banger after banger, man. Every single Halloween, every single Friday the 13th, a lot of great stuff. So yeah.
All right.
My go-to is probably the Halloween series.
Okay.
I'll even watch the Halloween 3 or Halloween
Season of the Witch?
Season of the Witch. I'll even watch that one. That
Silver Shamrock?
had nothing to
It's a
do
terrible movie.
had nothing to do with Michael
It's
Myers.
not scary and it's terrible.
I'll still watch it.
Yeah. What's your scariest
13
Mississippi
days till
state?
Halloween.
Yeah.
Halloween.
Silver Shamrock.
Yep.
What is your scariest Mississippi State sports moment? 97 Egg Bowl?
That's up there.
Terrified me.
The tip in on the
Ah,
2004 game.
that's
That
a rough one.
still haunts me.
Morgan Williams getting tackled at midcourt.
Oh,
That's one for sure.
by Marina Mabry.
Yeah. John, I deleted Twitter off my phone to try to be a more mentally healthy person, but it turns out I simply enjoy doom scrolling, so I'm back. Welcome back, John. Anyway, am I the only moron who thought Joel T. Coleman sang the recruiting song? Guys, that's Brian Haydad singing the Cruton song. Oh, look who it is. Scary Gary in the
There it
house.
is.
That's who's making all that noise. I should have guessed it was him making that
I
racket.
was wondering who's there banging around.
That's awesome.
I'm not seeing this tweet. Am I?
John.
Did he tag me in
He
here?
did. You got him muted? Oh, here we go. This is one of our favorite things. At Jafe underscore Feller 92.
At J underscore Feller.
Feller 92. Here we go. It's the moment of truth.
No, what? Oh, he didn't. He tagged me, Robbie Falk 247.
No, he did on three. I'm looking at it.
Oh no, that's the last tweet I see from 2021.
Check his reply.
He is not muted. You're not muted, John.
I don't know.
I'm tagged here.
Let's just blame Elon.
I have no idea.
All right. Cameron,
that is a giant cigar he has in his mouth.
Hold on, let me look. I didn't see the picture here. Hold on. That's a big boy. Yeah, that's good stuff. All right, Cameron Williams, do you feel as if depth starts playing a factor with this gauntlet of SEC games upcoming? I feel like we're getting, well, I feel like we're getting seeing that take effect. I feel like we're getting. I can't read the last sentence. I don't know what he's trying to say, Cameron. But long story short, yes, depth is going to play a factor because State has less of it than other schools.
Another tweet that did not.
Now he didn't tag you.
Okay.
Well, hold on. Did he? Oh, he didn't lock it either. I regret answering your question, Cameron. My
wow.
bad.
Wow. What a disaster.
That's on me. That's on me.
Cameron.
Cameron.
Just disaster.
Izzy Mandelbaum, you think you're better than me?
I missed Izzy.
I met him.
Really?
I met him at the Party Animals game.
That's excellent.
Yeah. Nice guy. And when he was like, I post as Izzy Mandelbaum, I looked at him and was like, you think you're better than me? I hit him with it.
Did he try to pick you up above his head?
He did not try to pick me up above his head. That would have been a terrible idea. No, I don't think that for 1 second. But he killed us on this one. Given that it would be a little weird Robbie gimmick as part of the Strangebury read, wouldn't it be better to say it would be a little strange Robbie? Yes, it would, but we're too far gone now.
We've acknowledged we should have done it would be a little strange. But we can't do it at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
We have to continue it because we have people that rely on it being that.
Yeah. Dalton Lee. Oh, here we go. Here we go. My wife and I experienced quite a mix of fan interactions on Saturday, from awful Tennessee fans taunting the club level every play to some being extremely cordial post-game. I even overheard a conversation leaving the stadium where some Tennessee fans said the atmosphere was, quote, significantly better than Oxford and Columbia. I have a witness. So my questions.
Would like to have heard what that sounded like if State would have won the ball game.
Yeah, that's a good point.
They're a lot nicer whenever they win.
All that being said, there were too many Tennessee fans on the east side. What's your remedy to how to fix this awful showing from our season ticket holders? I don't know. Did you ask this question before? We talked about this. I don't know the answer. I don't know how to fix it.
I think the biggest thing is Mississippi State fans are going to have to buy the tickets. I mean, that's because, I mean, like, the problem is that they haven't been able to sell tickets. They haven't been able to sell the season tickets. So if you prevent the other people from buying the tickets, you still got to have somebody buy the tickets from the Mississippi State side to fill those seats. So I think that's the biggest issue. And then I think they're moving in the right direction, what they're doing. They're making faculty pay their dues or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I would also suggest like some kind of like faculty ID.
I think they should make faculty tickets non-transferable. Like, or you can give them back to the university, yes, but you cannot sell them. That should be.
And then the problem is the university gets them back. I mean, you still had Tennessee fans buying them from the university.
Yeah.
So really the biggest thing is State fans are going to have to buy the tickets and go to the games.
Yeah.
Like the people that are buying them and selling them, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like just to make a little extra money, like get out of the way.
What's the worst opposing fan base experience you've ever experienced at Davis Wade? It was my freshman year. State played Alabama here, and State had to lead most of the game and then blew it at the end, and there were so many Alabama fans around us. That was a bad one.
Yeah, the Alabama fans are always bad. Mm-hmm. LSU fans, when they come here, mm-hmm, can be. I've seen them taking cowbells out of people's hands.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I got no comments on the LSU fans.
Oh, why not?
Ah, they're great people. What's the best opposing fan base experience you've had at home? Now, define best. You're talking about like the nicest opposing fans, or you're talking about like the most fun I had taunting opposing fans?
That'd probably be like an Egg Bowl.
Yeah, 99 Egg Bowl is easy answer there. The 96 when State beat Alabama, again, surrounded by Alabama fans, we let them have it. Go back to your shanties. As far as like the nicest opposing fans,
I mean, it would be.
Oh, no. I know the answer.
Not good.
I know the answer. It's Jackson State.
Yeah.
Their fans were awesome when they came up here. We were partying on Belle Island with their fans. It was great.
Yeah, they don't expect to win the game.
Yeah,
they were just there.
They were there having a great time. The tailgating was awesome. That's an easy answer.
Yeah,
think about it. Let's see here. Now, Dennis, you didn't lock your question. We move on. Let's see here, Matt Ball. What's your game by game prediction for the remainder? Oh, Matt, come on. That's like a whole show. Come
For
on.
people like Dennis, real quick,
Yeah.
can we give them an instruction? Because there's a lot of people ask me, what do I need to do?
You just gotta lock
Can
your.
you, but can you give, we need to give people a tutorial.
Yeah.
So on
You can do it
whenever
right
you
ahead.
go to
Go ahead.
tweet,
Go ahead.
whenever you go to tweet, you tag do at Brian Haydad and at Robbie Falcon 3. Tag us both in there. And then there is a thing on your tweet. It's a little blue line with a globe on it, like Earth. It says everyone can reply.
Like Earth.
Like Earth. It is
I
Earth.
get it, yeah.
It says everyone can reply. Click on that. It'll bring up some options. Who can reply? You will go to only accounts you mention. And then write out your tweet and tweet it. That means that nobody else can reply to it but me and Haydad. Now, it creates an annoying thing where you have to physically go back through and click everyone can reply again to reset it. But this is how Brian wants it, so we don't have a million people come answering your
Which
question.
will happen.
It's happened, and we finally got tired of it. And we used to make people chastise people
Yeah.
for doing it,
Yeah. And then
and
it's
then
st
it was people still do it
and then
to,
it just became a problem.
yeah.
So yeah, let's just move on. Brogan Fairchild, my hot water heater. Come on, man.
Just a water heater.
It's a water heater.
Look, I get involved in that sometimes too, but I have to remind myself.
Decided to flood part of my house late Friday night, but luckily I was home and still awake, so the damage seems to be limited to the flooring and a couple of pieces of furniture. What's the luckiest you've been in an unlucky situation? Ooh, that's a good question. Luckiest I've been in an unlucky situation.
I mean, there's been times where, like, you fall off a ladder or
Oh,
something, you
I know
almost,
my answer.
like, if you would have landed this way, you'd be dead.
Yeah.
You know?
So one time, when I believe it was Aislinn, real young, comes in the room and gets in the bed with me and Jennifer while we're asleep, right? And then I get up to go to the bathroom. And in that moment, she threw up.
Oh.
So
So it still got on the bed, but not on
I
you.
would have, she threw up where I was. Like I would have been covered in throw up. And I got out of there, and that's got to be it.
That's
So we still had to clean up the bed.
the worst time is like when your kids are real young and like they don't understand, like I have to get to the bathroom to throw up,
Yeah.
and they just puke right there in the
Yeah, they
bed.
just let it go. So.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to doing that all over again with Lady. We finally got past that with Natty, but yeah, not looking forward to that at all.
Yeah. I will do two more, and then we'll go to the break from working for the weekend. How fitting is it that as soon as Alabama announces our annual opponent, they beat Georgia and look to remain a significant powerhouse? I mean, they're Alabama. They're always going to be good. Maybe they're not. There's not even after beating Georgia, they're not what they were under Saban.
No.
They're still vulnerable in sometimes,
That's the
but.
thing, is like they are no longer unbeatable looking.
Yeah.
Like every single year when that came up on the schedule, we immediately marked off loss in that game, and for a while we marked loss for LSU, but that is not really
Right.
a thing anymore. Like I could see Mississippi State beating Alabama in this landscape.
Agreed. Also from working for the weekend, I know and agree with no moral victories, but how much should be made of the fact that Saturday's game was actually fun to watch? That was true of zero SEC games last year. There is something to that.
It's 100%.
Do you remember when Mullen came in? And what was the slogan? Do you remember? Spread the
Spread the
fun.
fun, yeah.
Right. Like it was goodbye. Hey, you've been watching crappy football for 4 5 years. We're going to at least be exciting, if nothing else.
This guy doesn't even follow me.
Wow, that's tough. It's a tough one.
He follows you and Dan Mullen, though.
Well, Robbie, he's got a good taste in followers. I think that yeah, I want to keep him around.
Yeah, this is disappointing
Well,
working for the
you
weekend.
need to give him a follow working for the weekend.
No, but this goes back to what I was saying when Jeff Lebby was hired. Like, can you be in the ball game with teams like this, score a bunch of points, and be exciting? That matters. If that game the other day was 14-10, Mississippi State loss, people would not be happy. They would not be happy because State didn't score points. The defense was okay, but nobody cares about defense like they used to. The fact that they scored 34 points and it looks like State can move the ball and score on good teams, that means something. So, yeah, it's playing out like I thought it could in year one, until we actually saw that team. We're seeing Mississippi State look like what we thought they could look like last year. That's a good thing.
Agreed. All right, let's move into the rest of the show that's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother in the Cotton District. Robbie and I are going to go get lunch after this, and maybe that's where we're going to go. I don't know yet. We haven't made any kind of command decisions on that. Just know that those options are on the table for us, and they should be for you as well. Anytime you're in Starkville around lunchtime, around dinner time, don't make it difficult on yourself. Just drive over to the Cotton District and get a table at Two Brothers or at the Older Brother, whichever one you're feeling the mood for. So if you're feeling that smoked Southern soul food or one of those delicious fancy sandwiches, whatever it is, go ahead and head over to the Cotton District, the Two Brothers Smoked Meats. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
50, brother.
All right.
Yeah.
When you need
It's
new.
awesome, baby. Now we're going to
We're going
Dick
Dick
Vitale.
Vitale.
Dick
Dick
Vitale is
Vitale
the
and Houston Nutt.
business systems, baby. He's a type of daddy, baby.
That's actually a good Vitale. It's pretty good.
When you grew up on the guy
I
and you're
guess, man.
obsessed with sports broadcasting,
Yeah.
sometimes you can hit a few.
When you are looking for great technology for your new business, you've got a new copier, you got to get a new printer, you got to get new computers, you need to call Advantage Business Systems. Not only because you're going to get the product that you want at a reasonable price, but more importantly, if something goes wrong, you get to take care of it. And they're going to help you out a lot of times the same day. Why? Because they're in Mississippi just like you. 601-362-9192 or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co. is the place to go when you're looking for maroon and white gear here in Starkville. Nobody with a bigger or better selection than our friends over at Maroon & Co. Everything maroon and white, everything Scripps State, everything interlocking MSU, they've got it at Maroon & Co. And they've got our promo code to help save you some money. Thunder 15 takes 15% off the regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Before you go to Davis Wade Stadium, make sure you go to Maroon & Co. If you're going to be out in the yard this weekend before you start watching college football, you want to get done quickly, you need John Deere Power. If you got one of those big yards like Robbie Falk does, you need a John Deere commercial mower. And our friends at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden want to put you in one today. They can do it with 0% financing, in some cases up to 60 months on those big commercial mowers. Whatever John Deere piece of equipment you're looking for, Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden is the place to go get it here in North Mississippi. Head over to Saltillo to Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. They have what you want for less. Let's see here. Lewis Creekmore asks us, if you could add one player from the last 5 years to this team, who would it be, and why is Charles Cross the correct answer? Charles Cross is the correct answer, I think. Like, if I were going to rank the guys I would want on this from in the
We
last
said
five years.
like Jeff Simmons, but now I'm kind of
Well,
moving to offensive line.
last 5 years, too. Simmons would be out on that.
Yeah, that's true.
So, Cross, Tyrus Wheat would be just a guy who could get after the quarterback, would be one I would want. And then,
There's not a lot of.
I'm going to give you one. I'm going to give you one. Hold on. If I could get Ra-Ra Thomas, like,
Stretch field.
non-social deviant Ra-Ra Thomas, just to give me a big receiver that can stretch
He's
the
a
field.
jump ball guy.
I you
They
need
don't
you
have a
don't
jump
have a
ball
big
guy.
physical receiver right now. Yeah, they need that.
It's kind
But
of crazy.
Charles Cross with this Charles Cross out there on Saturday, the strip sack doesn't happen.
No.
It changes the game entirely. So
Yeah, it's kind of crazy too. Like we just there we don't see we haven't seen a lot of like high-end talent at Mississippi State in the last 5 years. There hasn't been a lot. Not what it was. Like
I think so.
NFL guys.
Well,
You have to go back to 18. You
what I
have to
would
talk
say
about.
is two of the guys that have been NFL guys are Martin Emerson and Emmanuel Forbes, and I just don't necessarily see them as a I look,
Making that big of a
I would
difference.
love to have those guys, but Jones and Brumfield have been good enough, right? Charles Cross would be a massive difference maker.
That speaks for how like good they've been. That we don't have to go
Preseason.
find those two NFL corners.
You asked this question preseason. I absolutely am saying Emmanuel Forbes.
Yeah, but now it's the left tackle
Yeah, left tackle.
situation so bad.
You get to make the interlocking the full-time MSU logo, but you lose all the other logos, M over S included. Would you do it? No.
No.
The M over S belongs to baseball. I would never want to give that away.
Yep. It's to me, the M over S is the most iconic logo they have.
Yeah, I agree. Cameron Barefoot. I'm not a fan of the all whites at home. All right, calm down, Cameron. There's no need for that. Oh, he meant the uniforms. My bad. But it did look great this past weekend. With that said, do you think the amount of Tennessee fans was above average, or was it highlighted because of the whiteout? It was highlighted, but it was also above average. There
That
were,
was the most
yeah.
opposing fans I've ever
If State
seen.
had played in maroon, if State fans had been like, wear maroon, it would have been less noticeable.
That's what's so crazy though, is like I think that was one of the most like away fans that I've seen at Mississippi State, but the atmosphere was still incredible. Like I still felt like State fans drowned them out and State fans were more prominent sound wise. The atmosphere was great. Like I wonder what it would have been like had you cut out about 10,000 of their fans. A lot
Yeah,
less.
that's what I told Richard on Monday. I was like, it was a great atmosphere that could have been greater.
It could have been the greatest you've had, you know? I mean, but oh well.
Oh, wow. Where are we here?
Are
I'm sorry.
you typing your obituary over there? What are we doing?
I'm typing up my questions for Charles Huff.
Okay. As you people know, Brian puts this podcast secondary. It's very much in the
You know
back
what?
burner.
You know what's funny is that's what Michael Borky would tell me to do. He's like, the radio show is more important,
Yeah,
which he's
of course.
correct.
But this is something you should have done. You knew that you had this interview.
Found this out
Oh,
yesterday at like 2 o'clock.
you had plenty of time to get this thing ready.
I have most of the questions. I'm just
Take
transferring
it.
them over here.
Proceed.
Am I messing with you? Is that a
Proceed.
problem?
Yes, it is.
You'll get over it. Kenny Manning, what's a typical work day like for each of you? Game day also. Well, nobody works
Brian
hard.
spends very little time on this podcast, as we know. His typical work day is 3 hours on the radio show, 30 minutes on this show,
See,
27.
plus I gotta I produce it and put it on the social media and all that, and I create the graphics for it, and that's awesome. This is a good hour process most days, sometimes an hour and a half. We'll just have to see.
Sometimes he misses lunch.
That's a tough day when that happens.
Yep.
And when I have home games, I add another, because I have to do the tailgate show. There's another hour somewhere. I don't work very hard. Neither does Robbie, though. Don't let him fool you. Robbie works harder than me. I will give him that. But it's not like we're out here digging ditches here.
Ask my wife.
Yeah. I
It's
shouldn't
not
tell you don't do anything.
physical labor,
Right.
but it is an all-day thing. I wake up. I'll just give you what my football season looks like.
Yeah.
Monday morning, wake up, take my daughter to school at 7:20, whatever. Get back. I work for the Webster Progress and the Winston County Journal, which are two weekly papers. I have to call the coaches to get those stories ready. So I do those interviews. Then I get up, I get dressed, I go to the press conference that we have. We come here and record. We might have time to go get something to eat. Come here, record, go home, pick up my daughter immediately, go back home and start working. Tuesday is very similar, but I record the Talking Dogs now on
Right.
Tuesdays. Plus, every single day we do this show,
Not every single day.
Monday through Friday we do, or Monday to Thursday,
Sunday through Thursday.
Sunday to Thursday. And then all the stuff I have to do for the message board, our site. I mean,
You
it's
work hard. I don't
busy.
I don't I don't I
You
don't,
said I don't work hard. You said it.
I,
You said I don't work very
you don't
hard.
you don't work.
You tried to drag me down into your hole that you're in. Don't do that.
I work hard. You know what? I worked plenty hard for the first 38 years of my life. I'll be all right. It's all right that I've taken
No,
a
I
while.
didn't say you didn't work
So
hard.
you didn't say that I didn't say. So I want to get to this next question, and then before, because I've been looking at this name on this question, and it's making me laugh so hard. So John Moraga asked us to name your top five nu metal bands from the 90s, early 2000s. And he threw in some popular bands for reference. Now, I don't argue that Korn, Slipknot, Linkin Park, Limp Bizkit, Disturbed, System of a Down, Incubus, Godsmack, and Stained are all popular. But he threw Mudvayne in there, and that is really making me laugh.
Are every single one of these bands considered nu metal?
Yes.
Linkin Park? Is that new metal?
Yeah, I would consider that.
Okay.
Yeah. You've got them in there.
I mean,
I love Slipknot.
these are right down my alley. I never listened to Mudvayne,
No, it's a
but
bit
every
much.
single one of these bands were on my list.
If I had to pick five out of this list,
I
it
would
would
add the
be
Deftones in here.
the Deftones would need to make the list. So Deftones, Slipknot, I love Disturbed, I love Godsmack, I really like Incubus, so there's five.
I would say probably Linkin Park and Limp Bizkit are non-negotiables for me.
Okay.
They are on the list.
Okay.
And then it gets kind of muddy. Stained is probably
Mudvayne?
on there. I don't know Mudvayne.
Just can't get over the fact that they put Mudvayne.
Mudvayne is like the three-headed dragon. It was like
Yeah.
two normal guys and then the
Yeah, like Mudvayne, yeah.
Korn. I'll put Korn on there.
Yeah.
They had some good
Big
stuff.
great great
And
songs.
then so I said Linkin Park, Limp Bizkit,
Korn.
Stained, and
And you said
Korn.
the Deftones. You got to put them on there.
I would put Slipknot over Deftones.
Okay. All right.
Well, more so just Corey Taylor.
Yeah.
I like Slipknot, but
Yeah.
not all of it.
Yeah. Do you know one of my favorite Slipknot things is that the person who dubbed La Vida Loca over a Slipknot concert, and it really does look like he's singing Livin' La Vida Loca. It's hilarious.
There's also now like this reel I've seen going around where they put Slipknot to Wizard of Oz.
Oh,
So it's whenever Dorothy is with the Munchkins in
yeah.
Munchkin Land and she starts like skipping down the yellow brick
Yeah.
road and they're all like hopping up and down and it's playing like Psychosocial or something as she's like skipping through. It's actually perfect.
That's awesome. All right. Where are we here? Rob Chittum. What is an acceptable number of pets for an average family? I have four. Is four high?
They're all inside too.
They're
They're
all
a
inside.
little high.
Yeah.
A
But they're
little high for
small.
me.
Look, they're cats.
Yeah, but it's still
And
a lot of.
Peppermint actually sits on that porch room.
She
She's outside most of the day.
is kind of a loner.
Yeah. You know what? I'm telling you that they are not really zoomy cats though. Like
No, they're not.
they're lazy bums like me.
Cats are kind of a little different.
Yeah. Four dogs is a lot,
If you
especially
had
if they're
four
indoors.
dogs and howl in the
Yeah.
house and they're climbing all over you and stuff, it's a little much.
Yeah.
It really kind of depends on the setting. Like my pets, they stay outside. That's a sore subject to a lot of people, but I grew up in a house that we did not have pets on the inside. That's just how it's been for me. So we did have a inside dog when I first got married. It was a Yorkie, and I told my wife we will not have another inside dog
Yeah.
after that. Doesn't mean that the dogs are not part of my family. I don't love them all the same, but if I had my Australian Shepherd inside,
It'd be a
it
problem.
would destroy my house that I just built
Yeah,
a
you don't
year
want
ago.
that. So.
If you have, I mean, outside, four or five dogs,
It's
I
fine.
wouldn't judge
Yeah,
you.
a little pack, you know.
Yeah.
What's the
Inside, if you have like
There's no way if you have
two
four.
large dogs inside,
There's no way your
that's
house
a
doesn't stink.
bit, yeah,
Yeah.
it's tough.
What is the best kind of pet to have? I mean, cats and dogs. Yeah.
Cats and dogs are it.
That's really it.
Yep.
All right, we are in for the mascot challenge here from Matt McCann,
Uh-oh.
A&M edition. I don't know a lot of these here. Texas A&M Corpus Christi.
Those are the Islanders.
That is
They're
correct.
blue and
That's right.
green, I think.
Alabama A&M.
Did we not have them?
We had
Like,
Alabama State.
okay. Alabama A&M's Bulldogs.
That's
They're
correct.
maroon and white.
That's correct. Florida A&M.
I
We've
know
had this
we
one.
had that last week, I
Yeah.
think. They're Rattlers.
That's right. Prairie View A&M.
Panthers.
Correct. Southern University and A&M College. Did not know the last part was in the name until now.
Southern U, like the
And
SWAC,
Baton Rouge, yeah. That's
Jaguars.
correct. Very good.
A&M College, is that Texas A&M?
No, Southern University and A&M College is the full name of the university.
Really?
Yeah, apparently.
Okay. I had no idea that was a thing.
Tanner
I'm
Pounders.
surprised how well I know these little smaller
You
ones.
know why? Do you ever play NCAA football?
Oh, yeah.
That's why.
And I mean, I've covered Mississippi
You cover
State
sports, yeah.
for 12
Like, State
years.
has played all of those schools in basketball.
Recently.
Like, say, I know State has played all of those schools in basketball.
Yeah, yes.
Tanner Pounders, plan on going to my yearly game versus Texas. My record was 4-1 last year. My record, hold on. 4-1. I'm sorry. My record is 4-1. Last year being the only loss. I always go to Chick-fil-A
We need
before the
a
game.
comment there, Dan.
Yeah. And I've never had Restaurant Tyler. Should I go? Yes. 100% you should go. Also, what happens if all three quarterbacks on the roster get hurt? Well, then you snap it to the running back.
Why are we asking that question?
That's a, I mean, that's true, but
That's not a Mississippi State
that's not a
thing.
Mississippi State thing. That's everybody. You know, like, State has a walk-on, I'm sure. There's a
If
four quarterback.
Alabama lost all three quarterbacks, they would be in trouble.
Yeah, it's just everybody. Ford Polk, rank these food drink combinations: sweet tea, fried chicken, Mountain Dew, Taco Bell, Coke and a hamburger, milk and cookies.
Ooh.
Number one is Coke and a hamburger because I don't drink the other three things.
You've never done milk and cookies?
I don't drink milk.
That is acceptable use of milk though, with
Okay.
cookies. Dip your cookie, soak the
Yeah,
cookie
I
in
know. I
milk.
know what you're supposed to do. I just don't drink milk. It's all about the food here, right? So, like,
Coke and hamburgers is pretty big.
great. I love
Mountain Dew and Taco Bell, though, is good too.
Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Well, I had Taco Bell for the first
Yeah.
time in a few months
You can
recently.
buy a Baja Blast with your
I
Coke.
can't. I can only drink water, like Coke Zero. I drink zero calorie drinks.
And Taco Bell's a Pepsi company,
Yeah,
right?
I'm just, but I never get a drink at Taco Bell. I just get the
What would
food
be
and I
your
go home.
Pepsi Pepsi Coke Zero? Pepsi Zero?
No, when I go to Pepsi restaurants, I hope they have Diet Dr. Pepper.
Okay.
I'll drink
Now,
that.
Diet Dr. Pepper is pretty strong.
I'll drink
That's a pretty
that.
good.
Or doc, if you can get Dr. Pepper Zero, you're great. They have it Media Days every year. They have the big cooler full of Dr.
Oh
Peppers. They
yeah.
have Dr. Pepper Zero in there. So I'll drink
Dr.
those.
Pepper's that
I
might
like
be
Dr.
my
Pepper.
favorite soft
All right.
drink.
How do you feel about
What
ads?
about a diet root beer?
I don't like root beer. I can't get into it. I
What?
don't like it. How do you feel about ads on a smart fridge screen? Does it keep you from opening the door? Because what do I care? I just mute them.
Why is there a why do we have a smart fridge?
So I don't know.
Just give
They
me a fridge. Does it
do stuff.
cool it or not?
Yeah. Mangum Cafe. Should James Franklin just reset and hire Joe Moorhead? Are they missing each other? That's a good question.
I
Moorhead
had
has.
this argument with people not too long ago about if Joe Moorhead was a great offensive coordinator or not. I think Joe Moorhead is a really good offensive coordinator. I understand that he's kind of riding the coattails of Saquon Barkley, but he still put those players in
He was
position.
good at Oregon too.
Yes, he was good at Oregon.
I think his
I mean, I don't think
offense.
he was elite at Oregon, but he was still
His
good.
offense works when he has great players. And there are some coaches who can make it work with anybody. I think Lebby's offense can make it work with just about anybody. Moorhead needs that high quality player. So maybe going back to Penn State would be a good idea.
Lebby, Kiffin, Heupel, that veer and shoot type
Can work
offense,
with anybody.
it's just by default you're going to get the numbers. But that offense, it feels like sometimes
Yeah.
square peg in a round hole. That's what he did with Nick Fitzgerald.
I know you always choose to play defense in overtime first, but would defending the north end zone have been the better option? No, you have to play defense first. That's what you have to do.
Got to play defense to see what you're up against.
Rank Ryan Reynolds, the actor's wife.
Uh-oh. Is he talking about
Did he get divorced? He's still married to Blake Lively, right?
that? Didn't they have a thing? Didn't they have a falling out or something? I can't remember if it's Blake Lively or.
Well, he was married to Scarlett Johansson. Apparently. Is that correct? He was married to Scarlett Johansson? I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm ranking
Scarlett.
Scarlett's ahead of Blake. Scarlett Johansson is, yeah, ahead. I mean, I love Blake Lively. Don't get me wrong, but.
Blake Lively's girl next door type. Scarlett is she's a bad one.
Yeah.
I
She's
don't
naughty.
know. The Scarlett Johansson in her prime is pretty strong.
Oh, yeah. She's still throwing 96.
Scarlett Johansson Home Alone 3 or whatever that was.
I haven't seen Home Alone 3.
Yeah, I used to have that movie on VHS.
Okay. Devin Hedgepeth asks us,
Hedgepeth.
what are your thoughts on the inconsistent playing time of Kelly Jones Saturday night? This is one of those things like when you're watching the game, I never noticed like guys are off the field for a long time.
I did notice him.
Yeah.
I thought he was hurt.
Like,
And then he came on he just like showed up and it
so.
was like, where's he been?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that
I
question.
don't know. I
I
was
don't really
supposed to
have an
ask it
answer.
yesterday and I totally forgot.
Yeah.
That's my bad.
Brett Pund. Well, this is another question about faculty seating. Let's move on. Steve Keaton, the dad from Family Ties. Has Mississippi State football had a high impact walk-on player in the modern era? Feel free to define the modern era however you want. Was Christian Ducree a walk-on?
No, he
He just
transferred from
transferred in?
Carolina.
Okay.
Ben Beckwith was an All-American
Ben
offensive
Beckwith is
lineman.
the answer. Yeah, good job. There you go. What happens, also from Steve Keaton, what happens if an offensive pass interference is called on a two-point conversion attempt in college football?
They replay the down.
Would they replay the down, or would they just be like, could the defense, we're assuming, oh, so, okay.
No. I think that you could. Well, it just depends
They would
on.
replay the down because
Well, it
can't.
depends. So, if the 2-point conversion is an incomplete pass, you would
Yeah.
just say decline.
But if he interfered, but he still didn't catch the ball, you decline the penalty. If he
Yeah.
interfered and he caught the ball, then we got to replay the down and
15-yard
they back
penalty.
him up. Yeah,
Yeah.
there you go.
Just like anything else.
Brett Pund, if the feelings are that you want Camario to get more plays and not just be a Wildcat QB, how does that happen without benching Shapen? The noise is only going to get louder. If we never let him throw in a meaningful spot, what's the point of burning the red shirt? You can give him more plays and not have him. You can let him have a play here and there in the regular set.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. If he plays well and you bench Shapen, then so be it. I'm not locked into Blake Shapen. I would like Shapen to be more successful. But if it turns into we got to make a change here, then I'm not locked into that.
Well, it's the same thing with Ole Miss right now. So, like, everybody was talking about Austin Simmons like he was the second coming. And see, now, like, Trinidad comes in and he performs, he gets the job done, and I mean, everybody's forgetting that Austin
Yeah.
Simmons exists right now.
Simmons is
So,
done.
yeah, I mean, he might. I
He
mean,
might be next year,
next year,
but
but this year he's
he's
done.
not playing this year.
And if Camargo got those opportunities and he performed at a very high level,
Then we move
yes,
on
the
to the
noise would be louder. But I think you could still utilize a two quarterback deal right here, and you could do a lot more than just letting him run the football. And they should.
Andy Losick asks us, Michigan put 120,000 in the big house to see Zach Bryan on Saturday night. If you had to guarantee 70,000 in Davis Wade, who would you book?
Luke
Luke
Combs.
Combs. Get Hardy to open, though.
Luke Combs and Hardy.
Yeah.
And probably another act in
Yeah,
there
you can
too.
throw a third act in there,
But
sure.
Luke Combs in Mississippi would sell
Let's
out, would
help it.
sell 70,000.
Jackson Waddell, in your opinion, who had the best in the history of The Sopranos? I know the answer to this. It's Paulie.
Paulie's the number
It's
one.
the one where Christopher hits the waiter with a brick.
Oh yeah.
So
Killed
the
that killed
waiter
him.
says something is like, "Why don't you go spend it on blackjack, you son of a?" And Paulie goes, "Oh!" He gets deep. So that's my answer.
All that was started because they loaded up Chrissy on
Yeah,
paying the
he
bill.
only had $1,200. It's
Yeah.
like he tipped him $10 on a
That was
$1,200 tab. That is so
crazy.
brutal. Like at that point, Paulie could just be like, "Look, here's $100." You know,
Yeah.
no, that's not what they did. So,
Teaching a lesson.
yeah,
He's got to pay his
he
dues.
did. That's probably my answer. Andy Losick, the NCAA record for women's soccer attendance is 14,400. Assuming both teams would agree to play on a narrower pitch, and the state would properly market and hype the game with a football-type fan experience, could a game at Davis Wade top 14,400? No, I don't think so.
I think it could.
You think you could get 14,000 people to show up for a Mississippi State soccer game?
Yeah, if it's properly marketed, if you're playing a good team. I mean,
I don't think so. I'll be honest with
it would have, this team would have to continue to, in this current state, probably not.
you.
This team would have to continue to get better and better.
Yeah.
But state fans will follow a winner,
No,
man.
you're right. You're not wrong.
If they win the SEC again this year or something like that, wild. Then you have a fan base,
Yeah.
a very strong fan base at that point,
Yeah.
and who knows?
All right. Rob Montgomery, if you were planning an ideal football home and away schedule with 7 home and 5 away, do you go back and forth, or would you mix and match some back and home, back and back home and aways? Would you ever set it up for 4 straight home games? I would not. The only way I would do 4 straight home games if they were the last four. If I could get 4 straight at home to finish the season, I would absolutely do that. But as far as I would do some back to backs, for sure.
I just read that as ha ha.
Ha ha! Yeah, I get it. Hunter Boland, what is your least favorite superhero movie? Mine is Spider-Man 3. I still can't get over Topher Grace as Eddie Brock. That's a tough one. For me, probably it's Black Adam. That's just not a good movie. It's not good.
So you didn't like Spider-Man 3?
He didn't like Spider-Man 3. I didn't really care for it either, but
I watched
it's not
that the other
great.
day with I introduced the Spider-Mans to Maddie the other day. She was obsessed.
Yeah.
It was fine. Least favorite superhero movie. I never watched Black Adam,
Good for
but
you.
I heard it was
Keep it that
awful.
way. Don't watch it.
I don't know. My favorite superhero movie is Meteor Man.
With Robert Townsend?
Yeah, you remember Meteor Man?
I do remember that.
That was one of my favorites when I was a
Okay.
kid. It's not my favorite,
No, I
but
hope not. Ian Ladner, can y'all educate me some? The
no.
run, probably not. The run game excelled running outside only. I see this as running backs being so dynamic they can get to the edge before the defensive lineman blows it up instead of the offensive line setting the edge. Am I wrong? If so, what am I missing? You're partially right and partially wrong. They are State does have good running backs who can get out to the edge, but the O-line is definitely doing their job there, especially on the right side with Albert
Well,
Reese.
and then the other day it was a little lighter boxed. The way that Tennessee was
That's the point of
showing,
this offense.
yes, the offense takes what it is given. And the other day it was given a lighter box, and that's why the there was a little more room to run. But yeah, I mean, they have been better on the edge, I think, on the outside than they have been up the middle. And I don't know if that's the defenses they're playing, or they're just not doing as good a job in the interior. I'm not sure. Probably more of the latter.
Ethan Brazil, with a lifetime record of 12 wins and 27 losses, is it time to retire the all-white uniforms? It's a curse, I say. I mean, the numbers don't lie.
I just don't really care for all white at home.
At home,
I don't
yeah.
like white jerseys at home. It's not like a deal breaker for me. I would prefer the maroon jerseys. But I love the all white, actually.
Winston Woodward asks, the way the season has played out thus far, every game left on the schedule feels like we have a chance. We very well could drop the ball, but none feel hopeless like last year. Is this just maroon glasses? No, it's exactly the truth. State will have a chance in every game they play the rest of the year. They are an improved football team.
The two teams that they would have the least chance with after A&M are Texas and Georgia,
Both at
and
home.
they're playing them at home.
Yeah, agreed.
And then, but on the flip side of it, the teams that you would say are the most winnable games are on the road.
Right.
So,
We'll see how it goes.
but
But they're
no
definitely gonna have
game
a
is,
chance in every
yeah,
game.
no game is unbeatable. No team's unbeatable.
Rob Hadaway. Who would you rather have in charge of your college football team, Hugh Freeze or Bobby Petrino? As bad as it tastes to say, it's Hugh, isn't it? It is Hugh Freeze. I would rather have Hugh Freeze.
Just as far as the stability of
Well,
the.
if I want to get an offensive coordinator, I'd rather have Petrino.
Yeah.
But it be the head coach, I want Freeze.
Hugh Freeze is a better head coach
Agreed.
objectively.
Agreed.
He's done it at three different schools and I mean, at Auburn, Book is still out, but he has done it in the SEC.
In light of a Juice Newton mention on Sports Talk Mississippi last week, please rank these Juice Newton songs: "The Sweetest Thing I've Ever Known," "Queen of Hearts," "Angel of the Morning," and "Love's Been a Little Bit Hard on Me." I'm going to go "Angel of the Morning" one for sure.
That's a great song. Queen of
Okay,
Hearts, I
I
it's
love that
very
song.
catchy.
Very catchy. That's two. "Love's Been a Little Bit Hard on Me" is three, and then "The Sweetest Thing" is four. I don't even think I've heard "The Sweetest Thing."
Yeah, off the top of my head, no.
Rank these famous juices: Newton, Robinson, Williams, Orange, Grape, and then Simpson. Simpson's got to be last.
Where's Coke Zero?
That's a great question. Trying to think if we leave anybody out.
Juice Robinson is towards the bottom.
Are Juice Robinson? You're not a fan?
Not a fan. Although him snagging Toni Storm is
You gotta get
special.
some credit there.
Grape Juice might be at the top of the list for me.
Okay,
I
okay,
love Grape Juice.
okay.
And then Orange Juice, depending on what it is.
Yeah.
I said some pulp.
I like some pulp. I can't do the. I cannot do Tony. That's the
That
picture.
thing right
Yeah.
here.
I ran into
Williams
Sokolov at the.
Williams.
He played football at.
Juice Williams.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, O.J. Simpson is last.
Yeah.
Juice Robinson second to last for me.
Okay.
Juice Newton is
Fourth.
fourth.
Okay.
Juice Williams. I'm climbing up.
I'm putting Juice Newton ahead of Juice Williams.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
And then
I'm not
Orange
a
and then
huge
Grape.
Juice Newton
Okay. So
mark.
Grape is one.
Yes.
Okay. So I ran into Sokolov at the grocery store one time, and I like ran up to him with a thing of orange juice. I was like, "It says some pulp."
I said some pulp.
Matt Jordan, what was your
Just
reaction to the fake punt?
snapped. Carmella just
Oh,
snapped.
she had. Well, you know, she had a reason. So, Matt Jordan, what was your reaction to the fake punt? What was your reaction to the sack, scoop, fumble for the score, the strip sack? Have you ever seen two plays back to back and be so up and down? My reaction to the fake punt was fake, fake, fake. Oh my God, they're gonna get it.
When I saw him running, I was like, oh, this is so stupid. Oh my God, he's
It's
gonna
gonna
go.
work. Yeah,
Yeah.
my reaction to the straight. I just was like, ball. Oh,
I think we both said ball game.
yeah. And then
Which
I've never seen two plays
credit,
be
yeah.
act up to up and down like that. So.
Credit to State for getting
Yeah.
back. I mean, that would have devastated
Yeah.
other state teams in the
Yeah.
past.
North Alabama dog. You mentioned Levy being either Mullen or Moorhead. While I hope it's not this, if he continues getting the program on solid footing and cleaning everything up while also continuing to lose SEC games, could he actually be the offensive croom? I mean, what are we doing here?
There has been nothing about Jeff
Nothing at
Levy that's
all.
reminded me of Sylvester
Nothing at
Croom.
all.
Not a
Not even
single
close.
thing. When we were in the middle of Sylvester Croom's tenure, not once did I think, yeah, but
They're going in the right direction.
he's
Yeah.
cleaning the program up.
Yeah.
I never thought that.
That's like one of the big Mandela effect things. Like, there were plenty of arrests under Croom.
Yeah.
Plenty.
I mean, like at the end, I think we said, the one good thing about Croom was like he left Mullen in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
But I've never felt like any this year I have not felt Lebby could be Kroom.
Well, I mean, like,
I think what we're seeing is like
Croom took over a program that went was their last 3 seasons were 3-8, 3-9, 2-10, and then his first seasons, 3 seasons were 3-8, 3-8, 3-9.
yeah,
Like he didn't. What did he do?
they weren't
There
climbing.
was no way. There
It
was,
wasn't until 07 that they actually did
yeah.
something.
Cameron Worm,
Big Worm.
is there any fan base quicker than ours to declare a moral victory? Yeah, it's when you've been down and you get a sign of hope. You do that. Think about Ole Miss Kiffin's first year when they played that game with Alabama and they went back and forth with them and they lost. Their fans were stoked.
Like state fans are still upset. It's just you look at a team
Yeah.
that went from 2-10 last year that were they were absolutely helpless to they were in position to win the game. I think you have to take that as progress.
And then our last question of the day from Cameron Worm. Why is county coroner an elected position? What a great question. Why is that something we have to vote on?
Well, I mean, I guess that you need somebody with like some integrity in there.
Couldn't that just be appointed? Couldn't the
Yeah,
mayor do that?
you could appoint somebody for that.
I don't
I
know.
mean, I guess you can appoint them, but like I think that you could. I think that would make sense.
We did have one more question, but it's just the Tony Vitello thing again. So Ford Polk, we already answered that one. All right. Back tomorrow. I did an interview earlier today with David Nuno of Tex Ags Radio. We'll talk to him about Mississippi State, Texas A&M, plus a lot more. Also, looking ahead to next week, as you know, the bye week, we always have made a tradition of looking at the other sports. I have already lined up interviews with Chris Jans, with Sam Purcell, and I'm going to lock in one. We're going to save Brian O'Connor for the second bye week, but I am going to talk to Ace Reese next week. So I think that should be a really
Yep.
fun conversation. We'll do that next week. But plenty of Mississippi State, Texas A&M on tomorrow's podcast. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.